Yeah, man, got my juices flowing. 844-967-2789. The last little segment here on Matt Flynn Direct. Thanks again, Matt. Love filling in. And I like listening to your show and calling in, too. And no, CJ, you noticed the music that was coming up, just like when you called Crudy the other day. That means the break's coming, so we have to go. So, you know, if you get in sooner on it, I'll let you go next time. But I just wonder where you come up with all this angst towards immigrants. Because if I remember correctly, you and I supposedly grew up in a Christian community. And Jesus welcomed the immigrants. They didn't need papers. They didn't have to explain themselves. I know you want to believe that this rhetoric of, oh, they're rapists and murderers, like Trump said, right? Because we don't have any rapists and murderers in our community, do we? Really? I mean, I don't understand why the defense of something that goes against everything that actually I think a lot of us were taught. We were taught to love our neighbor. It doesn't matter how far away they live, does it? As big as the world is, it's pretty small on thinking. And the world is getting smaller. The more trees you cut down, the more marshes you fill in for a highway or, you know, shopping center, super Walmart. And some days I wonder, how do I, you know, feel so happy every day when I see all this going around? Because I digest it. I take it in and I think about it. And I'm wondering, what is there that we can do to get people to start thinking functionally? I mean, we're dysfunctional as hell. The whole world is. It's not me, man. I know I'm not the one. I'm not the problem here. You don't see me out denying people opportunity anywhere. Or talking down on them because they come from a different culture or a different land. This is so anti what all these right-wingers claim to be Christians and evangelicals and stuff, man. If I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a recovered Catholic, which means don't guilt toward me, man. I own up to what I own up to. I have to face my demons just like everybody else, skeletons, whatever you want to call them. I've never tried to go out and do harm to people. I mean, I did things that were wrong that harmed people. And then after you realize what that is, maybe you're on the other side of it once and you find out, wow, that really hurt. I can't imagine making somebody feel like that again. You got to look within yourself to make the world a better place. I'm not looking through legislators except if they're progressive. Yes, I am loyal to that because it's an all-inclusive thing. It's like, hey, we can all do this together everywhere. Just connect the dots. Let's get it done, people. Let's make this world a beautiful place, right? It ain't going to happen. Hey, we're destined to failure at this point. I don't see a turnaround. I don't. If I see a turnaround in Wisconsin, then I'll have hope again. But this is the center where all this started from, man, being the petri dish to this, the experiment. I think I have signs that call us a petri dish from 10 years ago. I was on to it. It didn't take much to wake up and see what flipped in one administration in Wisconsin. The direction we took, right off a cliff. Just take away all the protections and regulations and just let people come in and rape this place. Just strip it. And it has been. I mean, they're going to do more. They want everybody to have a gun. They don't want the governor to have any say in this because it's not their governor. No, it's the state of Wisconsin's governor. And you guys are obstructionist traitors. Right down to treason, man. Signing on with Trump. You guys are suckers, man. He's sucked your party dry. He's like a vampire, man. He may be the devil. I think at this point it's between Trump and Joe Manchin. They both look like the devil to me. And I've watched Hellboy. They're so ugly on the inside. And not much to look on the outside either. But, you know, Joe Manchin, he's a great football player. See what we do in this damn country to elevate people into greatness? Sport. Some of the worst people in the world played sports. Why would you want them to be a leader? But that's, you know, it's this gladiator type thing, you know, just put everybody in the Colosseum and just let's go. Let's get bloody here. Too much of that. I won't watch boxing. I won't watch horse racing. I won't watch anything where somebody's probably going to get hurt. I don't want to see that horse break a leg because they're going to kill it. Oh, but it was a really valuable horse, so we'll let it suffer for a few months and hold it upright and try to make the... It ain't going to work, man. It's just the way it is with a horse. If the leg's broke, it's over, man. Unless you, you know, just want to take care of it every day till it dies, which I'm sure some people have probably done before. It's another thing. Bums me out, man, on Facebook. But it's important to feel other people's losses. You're supposed to feel their pain because you've experienced it too. That's what makes us close, people, not politics. The divide and conquer that Scott Walker talked about, it's just like it's always been that. He's just dumb enough to say it. He's dumb enough to say a lot of things. But this entire Republican Party has the same message, the same words right on down the line, right? Not one Republican comes out and chastises an MTG calling for violence against Democrats. What, in the street or in the Capitol? Oh, we've seen both, haven't we? They're the violent, most vicious, disgusting people that I've ever encountered in my life. And they get worse each day. That party does. Just slides further and further and further into the abyss. The hate machine. And it's all destructive. I guess if you believe in heaven and hell, you're seeing where the divide is, right? How do I get to somebody like that? How do I get to somebody that puts their faith in something that's been distorted so much over the years that you don't have a spirit inside you to lead you between what's right and wrong? Well, if you were from a family where they didn't teach you right from wrong, yeah, then it kind of spreads. But I see people come out of families that were just torn apart and not looking good, right? Go on to be successful and happy and raise a family. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter where you're from. It matters if you have a chance to escape it. It's a really hard world out there right now. And punching down on people that don't have anything isn't the answer. Beating up on immigrants, picking on people that don't have the same, picking on people that are not the same sex as you or have the same preference as you for sex. This guy talks about teaching kids about sex and drugs. And then you look at the Republicans, they're all about sex and their kids are getting caught dealing drugs. The hard stuff. And I'm sick of people like John Nygren who uses his daughter's addiction to act like he's a hero passing a bill. And then later on, she ends up giving a woman a lethal dose of fentanyl. And she was pregnant. Two deaths. I don't know what her sentence was. Sure, it's not as much as other people would have got. I shouldn't say that. I should check first, right? How much time does a legislator's kid get when they kill somebody? This show's almost over already? Well, thanks a lot, Luke. And I didn't call on you, but anything you want to say about sports or anything, you know, you going to watch that game tonight? Yeah. If the Badgers win, they'll be, 5-1? And I just can't wait till we play the two teams in front of us, Illinois, Michigan State. They're both good. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, I need the distraction because I live it every day, people. I don't, in between the games, I'm not like, you know, I'm just like, you know, I'm going to watch this game and have some fun. And then once the game's over, reality hits. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and Kakal, the Shaw, 540 AM, 101 FM. Thanks, Matt. See you next time.